Everything that has to do with any type of visual creativity, so music, art production, logistics, creation of soundscapes, everything. Even like I remember even going down to having to create your own CDs and like burn them and
you had the burner, the multiple disc burner.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Get a little closer on that thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You had to because like. You didn't have everything.
Right.
It's funny. I'm a teacher right now at a school, uh-huh. and I teach hip-hop music, and I was telling one kid, was like, well, I use Fruity Loops Studio. And I was like, you know what I started on? He's all, what? I was like, I actually remember Fruity Loops when it was just Fruity Loops. Uh-huh. And he goes, what? And I was teaching him about samples. He didn't understand. And I was like, every sound's a sample, man. So it was kind of funny to see the younger kids touching the equipment mm-hmm. and not always knowing what's there. But I mean, I've been here since 1998. I actually met you the first week I moved to Portland. Uh-huh. We met in downtown Portland, and there was a show called United States of Hip Hop. They were interviewing you, and they grabbed me because you and I were talking. And next thing you know, we ended up doing the show together, and that's how you and I met.
Man, what year was that? You said
98. I literally had just moved here. I actually met everybody who does Portland or does hip hop in Portland and Seattle. That meant Old Dominion, Pros and Cons,
right.
The MIPs, the Secret Society, the Sick Medics, which were called Salem's Lot at the time.
Right.
I met everybody in the very first 3 days of being in Portland. So it was like perfect. And it was literally at Dom's birthday party, actually.
Wow. Okay, so when you say Dom, you're talking about Destro from
Destro.
Old Dominion.
Yep.
Now, I know we're dating ourselves by doing this, and so I hope we're not alienating any of the younger hip-hop generation, because the year that Q got here in 98, some of you guys, you weren't even born
Weren't even born. Yeah.
And yet and still, some of you guys are looking as old as me right now. So.
You know what? I will give props, though, to the younger cats out there. I've run into quite a few in my years that have actually been up to speed on hip-hop's history and, like, where it started from.
Yeah.
So I actually did a show recently, Northern Draw, with Abyss Infinite. And
right.
nobody really paid attention to me, which I was like, cool, I get to kind of hide in the back because it's her show. Next thing you know, one of them runs up on me and goes, dude, you're one of the Analog Brothers? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, dog, like, that's classic hip-hop. And I was like, well, thank you, but, you know, it's all good. But I was like, it's not about me. But he's like, no, man. And then just started bringing all the younger cats, and they were like, oh. So it's kind of funny to see that they really... They still believe in it, even though they may not be doing the same type of music.
Hey, man, that's the lovely part about this culture is that it's infinite. You know, there are dope people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that you could ever truly be aware of how much awesome artwork has been created and is around you at all times, existing parallel to your existence that you won't even touch. And that's beautiful because there's 7.5 billion people on Earth.
Straight.
So you know there's a lot of good hip hop. We also know there's a lot of garbage. And we live in a time in which, you know, there's a lot of money pushing garbage. And that's okay, because that doesn't take shine away from me, actually. It just makes me want to be better. And for the people that don't know, Q, for the listeners that don't know who you are, that don't know about the Analog Brothers, that don't know about Kinetic, where could people go find your music?
Good question. They can find, so if you look up Kinetic MCs, so I know it's very, that's even dated in a way. Kinetic spelled Kinetic, you know, just like it is, and then MCs, E-M-C-E-E-S. So it's MCs, just like it normally would be. But if you look at KineticMCs.com, you can go and hear the first album, which is called Fifth Element. And for those of you who don't know, the fifth element of hip hop is knowledge. And the second album we just released on November 4th, last November 4th, which is called Tao of the Form or Way of the Form.
Okay.
They can pick that up. But Analog Brothers, if you just look that up, I mean, you'll find that everywhere. It's got Kool Keith, Ice-T, Mark Moog, Silver Synth, me. I mean, that's like, you can't miss that. That's
powerful stuff. I remember when I first heard you were on the Analog Brothers project, I was like, dang, how did you hook that up? So what city did you move here from?
Sacramento.
Sacktown.
Actually, what's funny, just a quick little tidbit. Any of y'all out there who know who Living Legends are or The Cuff, those are my peoples. I actually went to high school at San Juan High School in Citrus Heights, and I met one artist who introduced me to The Cuff, which I got to hang out with them in the time they were putting on Living Legends. So, like, it's kind of weird. I actually wish I had a smartphone back then.
Tell me about it.
Because
just to take
the footage.
The footage, and then just making notes of the things that, like, because a lot of what you're talking about right now is not in the forefront of my conscious mind. Like, I'll be reminded of it.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, the cup peeing up, man.
It's just.
But these movements that have come and gone, it's like they were just as powerful or more powerful than anything happening currently.
Well, they helped push the growth. Like, without. Right. I mean, I feel fortunate enough to actually see growth happen. Like, you don't see that a lot. You hear people talk about it by proxy, but like to actually sit in the studio at KMEL and watch Saphir eat up Hyro by himself, and then watch Dell kick it in the corner because they went to high school together.
Yeah,
that was powerful. That changed me.
Yeah.
I'm 15, 16, going, man, I need to step my game up.
Right. You know? And that's the most, to me as an artist, and as a person trying to reach my potential, growth is never over. And one of the best things that I can experience is to be humbled by the presence of somebody who's elevated levels beyond where I'm currently at.
Right, yeah.
And observe that and be like, okay, I'm going to go get better.
Right. You need that. We all need that push.
Man. We all need that. So, tell us about your relationship to the radio station. You mentioned Northern Draw earlier.
Yeah.
Peace to Kip. You know, he's part of the movement.
Good peoples.
How many years you been coming down here, getting involved and playing music and doing things?
Since 98, actually. First battled, 1998, I think. Battled Henri. Me and Henri battled each other. I actually will never forget, he looked at me and called me like a skater. And I laughed because, I actually will never forget this. Uh-huh. When we were supposed to battle, the beat before our battle was really hard. It was Shook Ones. Mm. We were like, ooh, we're about to eat each other up. Okay, it's about to get crazy.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the DJ plays Soul Food. The most softest, relaxing. I looked at him and I said, I just want to give you a hug, man. I don't want to battle you right now. It was hard to battle to that, but I mean, since 98, like that's a...
Dog, that was the battle that first really established my identity in the town.
I'll never forget that. Know, like there K-Blue was like...
has been integral.
There was quite a few people in there and that was a trip. And that battle, me and Henri... specific Henri Osborne.
Yeah,
there was a mutual respect because he looked at me and he goes, you beat me on that. I was like, no dude, you ate me up. And then we were just kind of like, what?
And that's real hip-hop, y'all. You don't be no sore loser. You take the L and you grow from it, and you have respect for whoever bested you in that moment. You know, it's a trip because you're talking about wishing we had smartphones. Somebody gave me a tape, and it was already years after that battle, somebody gave me a cassette tape of that legendary K-Boo battle.
What?
And then it's somewhere in a box covered with dust. You know how dust, like, it's dry, and then it somehow it gets like moist and turns into like a layer.
Paste.
I know when I find that tape. But it's just a trip. The media, the way the media changes that we store information on, right?
Right.
Shoot.
So, I still got mini discs. Look, yeah. I got mini discs. I actually still have the mini disc with the album You and I, the song You and
that.
I did.
I have to give you that. I need that joint. So, yeah, man, Zelos, our news director, just was like, last week, they were holding a mini disc recorder, and they were like, you remember these? I'm like, wow. I still have one. So what school are you working at? What are you doing? You said you're teaching out of school.
Yeah, I teach at a nonprofit school called My Voice Music. Quite a few people have actually in the hip-hop industry here in Portland have been there, but I got picked up with them in February of last year.
Awesome.
As I was transitioning from another job, and it's been really good to be able to teach kids. So I basically do one-on-one classes with kids. So mm-hmm. I teach them whatever they want to do with hip hop, and then I also do a full-on lab. So I have I'll have from 5 to 12 kids in there, sometimes more, just depending on who's having their kids come in. But they're learning the process. They're not just learning how to, you know, quote unquote, air quote, rap. They're actually learning how to. The musicality. They're learning a little bit of music theory, even though they may not understand. A lot of people know how to use equipment, but they don't understand exactly what they're doing. Right. And I guess what I'm doing is kind of peeling back the layers and helping them understand what they're doing so they can evolve and what in their process. And it's actually awesome to see these kids. Like one kid, Rio. I've been working with him for 4 or 5 months. When I first worked with him, he just started making beats. And now his beats, he's actually understanding EQing. He understands compression. He understands side chaining. And he's actually, now he's messing with samples. He just realized that every sound in Fruity Loops is a sample.
Right.
I had to explain that to him. He was like, well, I have a hard time with samples. I was like, no, you got to understand something. Every sound that's in these programs came from an analog piece of equipment that most of us from my generation or our generation had to learn how to use. We didn't have a screen that gave us all the information.
Right.
You actually had to understand how to use it.
Yeah, you had to mess around and either play by ear or learn a little bit of theory. Man, I want to take your class. I'm still trying to learn some of the stuff that you've, you know, become proficient at. And it makes me think about the fact I'm doing a class down here on hip hop from 4 to 6. January 27th.
I saw that. I did see that. I was interested. I was going to say something to you about that.
But I've got three slotted, so I'm wondering if maybe we rotate and then you could do the one in either July or April.
I'm down. Okay. I'm down. You got me.
Let's talk more about that. We've also talked about you doing a radio show, and we kept missing each other because we're all committed and overcommitted. And
that's life.
You know, trying to make it work, man. But we'll get that cracking. We'll figure out how to rotate you into one of those Sunday night.
I'm down for that.
Slots of 1212. So, Brother Q, man, we're running out of time, but I know you had some music that you shared with me. Why don't you tell us a little bit about one of the songs we like to play going out?
All right, real quick, just throwing love out to Frequency and H the Coldest from Kinetic. This song is from our new album called Tao of the Form, which came out on November 4th. It actually, just be real quick, this will show up on Spotify and everything next week. We kind of been sitting on it for a little bit just to kind of build a little bit of buzz. But there's two songs. The song I kind of want to play for you is Ghost Lung. Ghost Lung, it's kind of like it's about inhaling life and exhaling creativity.
Whoo!
I mean, that's
thank you, brother.
Simple as it gets.
Hey, and if you want to see this man live with Kinetic, come down January 27th.
Oh yeah,
Earthbound. Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you to come down, but I'm just informing you.
Hold up, no. You need. I can tell you. Come down to the show and check out Mike Crenshaw. Now, if you haven't seen the man, I've watched him for years. The man is he was a mover and a shaker of minds. Please come out and check this man out because it's gonna change your thought process on hip hop, and it'll really open you up, and you'll feel good walking away from it too.
Thank you. That's January 27th at the Jack London, 9 p.m., 21 and up. Peace, y'all. News from the Boo. We out.
With that 1-2 ghost lung, where'd he come from? Coming out the shadows, a sheep with a mask on. From a city where the rats get the cats. That satisfaction, we don't duck when you're dabbing. Run when you're crabbing. Up in a city situation, that's a casket. Fresh, the newborn factor, the baby face rapper that spits up the daggers. Where's my manners? Treat you like a double standard. First I hate you, then love you. Running back, claim you're fake and trust you. Run it back, take us home. Birth of another track, where I learn to listen. When I start to listen, wasted time, nah.
Vintage diction,
infinite ways from under the shade. Get the fuck out, yo, go and get paid. Just remember this day, you got something to say. Keep it right here, you got something to play.
Hit you with the power, hit you with the hope. Hit you with the tactics, hit you with the future. Hit you with the daggers, hit you with kinetic. The speaker, hit you with the cutter, hit you with the roof, hit you with the future, hit you with the hope, hit you with the tactics, hit you with the power, hit you with the cutter.
Yeah. No shit, we supposed to blow. Flow sick, so explosive, slow motion hits. Kermit sips, Cosby potion, the alchemist, black stallion amalgamous. Sound booth, found a youth, found truth, pills gone. Seal sewn, perpetual motion, ghost lung blown. 20,000 leagues, Cousteau's ocean. Consider the notion, these lungs breathe. I get it, I see you trying to blend forensics. I see you trying to blend with kinetic. I see you around the bend, forget it. Let me just send this note, embrace life without hope.
or wonder. The sound is spoken from the gutter, the over under. Giants woke from its slumber, a midsummer night or midnight summer. The sound of thunder, it's like we're going under. I wanna believe, mind freeze, time these sightsees. Siamese twins, hi please wipe these dirty lenses. Expensive. I see you trying to blend forensics. I see you trying to blend with kinetic. I'll see you around the bend, forget it. Let me just send this note. Embrace life without hope.
Hit you with the tactics.
Hit you with the kinetic.
Hit you with the future.
Hit you with the
kinetic.
Hit you with the
tactics.
Hit you with the hope.
Hit you with the
speaker.
Hit you with the
daggers.
Hit you with the
kinetic.
Hit you with the
truth.
Hit you with the
power.
Hit you with the
kinetic.
Hit you with the
truth.
Hit you with the
future.
Yeah, it's a single cell.
Secretly saturating eardrums, strumming thin lines between love and escape like a violin. Using Snowden tactics to spy again. Cybernetic antagonists using biomechanical energy manifest ballads. Technicolor graphic novels, flowers for Algernon. Boundaries in a rat race, rats in amazement. But let's of all creatures tell the truth, watch it melt speakers. The town storyteller, preaching the obvious. Collapse subconsciously, translate those spoken hieroglyphs. Society's piss, looking for a revolution like a technique 1200 years in the future. Find fossils, microphones fused to the forearm. Humpback humans become digital forearms.
We manufacture,
open the aperture, transmit the dialogue. Welcome to the beginning before digital, it had to be analog.
Raw, unfiltered, radiate real.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next will be Kitchen Table Conversation, followed at 7 p.m. by Keeping It Real. Stay tuned. This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.